This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today, brothers and sisters, we are going to speak about patience. When it comes to what patience is, of course, patience is the capacity to tolerate pain, difficulties, and hardships in our life. So it's a great gift from Allah. There are fewer people around us who exercise patience and who can be categorized as sabirun, or the ones who observe patience in the face of difficulties, hardships, and vicissitude. Obviously, in Islam, the quality of being patient comes with many benefits and rewards. Patience is an admirable quality which helps us connect with Allah. It is to endure with strength any hardship. Of course, Allah Almighty has promised those who endure hardship and those who are patient tremendous reward and tremendous sawab. Patience is to hold one's soul from being impatient and displeased, holding the tongue from complaining and the body parts from harming himself or others. Because we see in our day-to-day life there are people who are not patient, so they either start inflicting harm upon themselves or they cause harm upon other people. So it's sometimes forbidden in Islam, you know. For example, if someone's dear and near dies, it's not permissible for him or her to start scratching his or her face, you know, plucking his or her hair. And of course, if a person does this, he has sinned, he has committed a haram act, because it is always necessary to be patient in the face of any disaster, any mishap, any tragedy that takes place in our life. So that's why Allah Almighty has promised that He is with the sabirun. He is with those who observe patience. And there are many verses in the Quran which shows the virtues and greatness of patience. Now, in the Arabic language, the word sabr is a common word. It is a word which has also been repeatedly mentioned in different verses of the Quran. And it literally means patience. Patience and the word sabr actually, according to Arabic dictionary, means to contain. What to contain? Of course, we have to contain our anger. We have to contain our, emotions and our, sentiments, whatever that takes us out of control. So, as I defined the word patience in the beginning, technically the word patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate problems, to accept and endure suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. And that's what patience is about. That's what sabr is actually about. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to
ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome to your program For a Better Life. We are discussing patience. Respected brothers and sisters, patience has great status in the sight of Allah. It is highly encouraged in different, religious sources, the Quran being one of them. And of course, the prophetic tradition is another important source in which you can find the tremendous reward of patience. And patience is considered to be the best of deeds and the best of actions. Allah Almighty has said in the Noble Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Say, O my servants who have believed, fear your Lord, for those who do good in this world is good, and the earth of Allah is spacious, it is vast. Indeed, the patient will be given their rewards without account. So, the verse explicitly and clearly states that those who are patient, they will receive their full rewards without any hisab, without any limit, without any calculation, and without any estimation. This is what sabr is, and this is how much Islam values sabr, patience. Of course, you can go to the Holy Quran, see chapter 39, verse 10, and you'll find the verse in there. And if you would like, you can also read the commentary of this verse. And this is not the only verse that you can read in the Quran. There are more than 100 verses. And the Quran, according to Mufassirin, according to the exegetes of the Quran, there are more than 100 verses which clearly relate to the concept of patience. So we can conclude, not only from this verse, but also from other verses in the Quran, that there is reward only for those among us who are patient. And of course, in this world, we face many challenges, many difficulties, or trials and tribulations, and the sufferings are there.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
What we have to do is to exercise patience. We have to be patient because Allah Almighty loves those who exercise patience in any time and any occasion, because it's not confined to a specific condition. Patience is always recommended. It's always important. Allah is with the sabirin. Allah is with the patient. In Allah ma'as sabirin. There is no doubt as to the fact that calamities do happen in everybody's life. You cannot find anyone on this earth, on this planet, who may have lived without hardship, without difficulty. At one stage of his life or another, he might have suffered pain, misery, adversities, difficulties, vicissitude, trial and tribulation. And obviously, these trials and tribulations are for good, there is a philosophy behind them. Without hardship, without pain, we do not value prosperity, happiness, and ease. It's through those difficulties that we understand the value of hardship, and it's through those challenges that we actually understand the value of ease and comfort and tranquility. inshallah, you will be patient in your life. Hardships are there, but in Allah ma'as sabirin, Allah is with those who are patient. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.